This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Recycling an aluminum can or glass bottle is relatively straightforward. Clothing is recyclable, but there's some precision work necessary. Buttons, zippers, embroidery may have to go. Now, this is done by people, and that labor can make the recycling of clothing more expensive than throwing it away. Some companies are working to fix the economics. Kaylee Wells of KCRW has the story.
From the seat of a forklift, Chanalisa Serra moves hundreds of boxes of clothes within a warehouse in Los Angeles. Her job gives old clothes new life.
I didn't know all this stuff went to the landfill.
Serra works for Homeboy Industries, which rehabilitates and employs formerly incarcerated and gang-affiliated people. She and her coworkers are sorting, selling, sewing, repairing, and repurposing clothes.
I learned how to input weights and data entry into the computers. I learned different fibers, like you can feel it and you can be like, okay, this is that.
Clothing companies bring their unsold or returned stock to this warehouse where Serra repairs or recycles it so it can be resold. The CEO of Homeboy's apparel business is Chris Zwicky.
Corporations are more sensitive to the idea now that like there is no away when you throw something away, like it's actually going somewhere.
And there's plenty of material to work with. U.S. consumers buy 5 times more clothing than we did 40 years ago and toss about 81 pounds of clothes per person every year.
It's a gap in the market that we've seen and that we're filling kind of with our workforce development mission.
Less than 15% of discarded clothes get recycled. That's in part because it's difficult to do. One clothing company that's willing to try is Guess, which invests in Homeboy Industries. Nikolai Marciano is Guess's director of brand partnerships.
So initially, we started the pilot with store returns, damages, irregular product.
And then about a year ago, Guess started letting customers bring their own clothes back into the store to get recycled or repurposed.
Since the launch of our pilot program in December 2021, Homeboy has received over 200,000 pounds worth of garments to avoid ending up in landfills.
Patagonia, Hanes, Levi, and others also have programs dedicated to curbing textile waste. And California wants it to catch on even more. Lawmakers introduced a bill this year called the Responsible Textile Recovery Act of 2023, which would require textile producers to figure out how to collect and recycle reusable clothes and textiles. In Los Angeles, I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.